everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Sally. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
You were probably one of the first people that I started following, maybe even before I moved here, or maybe shortly after I moved here. I love your content. So if anybody doesn't know, Sally Wagner is a content creator, and I invited her on because she is a real legit Luxembourger from Luxembourg, and I wanted to talk to her about how locals do Christmas for a fun little wrap to this season. Sally, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your Luxembourger story. Obviously, you are from here, but tell me what it was like growing up here, why you stayed, how you like it, etc.
So I was born here, grew up here, went to school here.
Was it in college that you decided you want to be a content creator?
Oh, no, it was after graduating. It was unintentional, still is a little bit unintentional. After graduating, my husband was still in the military. He was stationed in Hawaii. So I joined him in Hawaii, but wasn't legally allowed to work. So I had absolutely nothing to do all day. And then I was hiking a lot and I was swimming with dolphins and like skydiving. And I was like, this is cool. So I kind of want to show it to people. And then at some point I switched it to public. People started following. And at first I was confused and I would like message them. Do I know you? Where do I know you from? And then, yeah, it was just like a way to pass the time.
It started out basically being like your travel adventures.
Yeah.
And then how did it turn into what it is now?
I came back in, I want to say it was November 2024. And then I just kept posting. And it really only took off in like April 2025 when I got married and I posted the half-naked man that the city gave me. In Luxembourg, when you get married to the commune, they give you a gift and very often it's a picture frame. Mine had a photo of a half-naked man in it and I named him and I kept him.
Now we should talk about Christmas in Luxembourg.
I would love to talk Christmas.
Tell me everything I need to know. Assume I know absolutely nothing. Take it from the very, very broad strokes.
If we look at December as a whole, the 24 days, we have the Christmas calendar, which I think is a general thing everywhere, right?
The Advent calendar?
Yeah.
You get a piece of candy every day?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm with you on that. We do that too.
Then we also have the Adventskranz, which is like the wreath with the four candles that you...
Okay, so this is new. This is what we were talking about before.
Yeah.
What is the point of this wreath that I see at the supermarket?
It's every Advent, so like every Sunday, you light a candle. And then you just... It's like a countdown.
Do you do anything before you light the candle or after you light the candle? Do you just put it on your dining room table?
You just light it.
You just light it. After church? Is it religious?
Knowing Luxembourg, it's probably like a Christian tradition behind it, but honestly, I'm not familiar with it.
So you light this candle and then you blow it out before you go to bed? Okay.
You just put it on the table.
Every Sunday. So do you have one at home?
We do not this year, no. We do pretty much every year, but not this year.
Oh yeah, that's another question. Are they fresh? Like you buy them fresh every year or do you get like a reusable one?
We would always buy them fresh. That's why we don't have one this year. But I know plenty of people have reusable ones.
Okay. And it goes on the dining table.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're listening, it's not too late. We still have a couple Sundays left. You could go get one. What if you get it late? Can you light them ahead of time?
Sacrilegious.
Is it? Okay. Okay. What else?
Oh, Kleestersdag is coming up. Is it Saturday on the 6th?
You tell me.
It is on the 6th.
It's always on the 6th.
It's always on the 6th.
Tell me about this day and tell me about Kleestersdag.
He's Saint Nick, so he's essentially Santa, but he comes on the 6th of December for us, brings you little treats. Traditionally, I think it's mandarins and nuts and stuff like that.
Oh.
But nowadays, it's usually chocolate.
Okay, so you need chocolate. Are you supposed to put your shoe out or something?
I think it depends on the household, but we already, when I was a kid, also now, we would put out the shoe every Saturday for a few weeks leading up to it, and then you would get something in the shoe.
Oh, wow. So that starts in November.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It would start around my birthday, which is the 26th of November. So, yeah.
So we're already behind the ball on this. That's okay. If you're celebrating the 25th with Santa, the Kleestersdag is tough. And that what I remember about it is like the adults don't have the day off, but the kids have the day off from school.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's terrible planning.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, terrible. What are you supposed to do? Take the day off if you're a working person?
I think actually my mom would always take the day off. Now that I think about it, I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. It's only in primary school, though, I think.
Oh, you don't get off in high school?
I don't think so. Because I know that Clayson comes to your school. It's other students dressing up and going from class to class. So I actually know for a fact that you don't get the time off. Because I remember that my final year of high school, Klesischerstag, was an absolute mess. And then we got punished and then we didn't have Premierstrich.
What's Premierstrich?
I think you guys have it as well. It's like the final year of high school. You get to play pranks.
No.
You don't have that?
Senior prank?
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe.
I know some school brought like chickens into the school, but we weren't allowed.
Because you were bad at Christmas?
Because people didn't behave on Klesischerstag.
What is the behavior that you're supposed to have on Klesischerstag?
They just go from class to class and then you sing a little song and you get some candy.
Do you want to sing the song for me?
I do not.
Is my kid learning the song right now in local school?
Probably.
So you guys were bad on
Not to me.
Oh, you were good.
Yeah. Bad. I don't know what fully happened. They destroyed the thing where the festivities are. Because they didn't do it where they usually go from like classroom to classroom. But that year, I don't know why they decided to bring the classes into the like this big hall. And apparently they trashed. Some students get really drunk and trashed the hall. And then someone also fell down the stairs.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Yeah. So you're supposed to be nice and sing songs and get candy, not get drunk and trash Santa's village or whatever.
Especially not in school.
Wow. I mean, I assume you can't drink in school too, right?
You're not supposed to.
You're not supposed to. So when in my high school, that was like, you'd get expelled, like zero tolerance.
The thing is, and I'm not going to name names, but some of the kids were children of very wealthy families. If you heard the name, you would know who they are. And apparently they got called in and they were just like, we're just going to pay for the damage. And the school kind of left the punishing up to the parents. And I don't think any punishment happened.
Wow.
I think that's why they are the way that they are.
Oh.
Or were. It's been 10 years.
So they got trashed. Tell me about the bad guy.
Ooh, Hosika.
Yeah. Who might be called Black Pete in some other countries.
I don't actually know if Hosika is the same guy as Black Pete.
Okay. Tell me what you know about.
Black Pete is from the Dutch colonies, right? Like I'm not like grain of salt. I'm not Dutch, but I think he's supposed to be a freed slave. And then he sticks with St. Nick as like a gratitude thing.
Tell me about Hosika.
Hosika lives in the woods and no one really knows what he is. He's just Hosika.
But he's bad, right? Doesn't he give you like a lump of coal or something?
He punishes bad children. He gives you an hut, a switch, I think is what, is that what it would be called in English?
Yeah, like a stick. Someone's going to hit you with it.
Yeah.
Anybody actually get that?
It's never given to children. It is given to adults as a joke. I know my dad, when he was a teacher, whenever the kids would go from class to class, they would always give him a switch.
That's pretty funny and mean.
As a kid, I always thought my dad must be a really bad person because every year he's given a switch every year.
Aww.
Yeah.
I know. You're like, Dad, you don't deserve a switch. Okay. So if you're a parent, what do you need to do to support the Cleason Hosika situation? What's my playbook?
Pretend they exist.
Okay. Yeah. I got that far. Tell your kids to put shoes out.
Yeah, you can.
And give them mandarins and chocolate. So I'm off the hook for presents.
I think I don't think we were ever given present. I know some families are. I know we would hear about it in school, but my parents did presents on Christmas.
Okay, so you decide within your family.
I mean, the baby Jesus did presents on Christmas.
Oh, baby Jesus brought you presents.
Baby Jesus brings presents.
Not Santa Claus.
No.
Because Santa Claus is Cletian.
Yeah, he was already there on December 6th. So
they're
he's
like
not
the
coming
trifecta.
Back.
Santa, St. Nick, and Cletian. Are the trifecta, they're the same person?
Yeah, it's St. Nicholas.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Santa doesn't come on Christmas.
He does not.
Baby
he
Jesus
doesn't
comes.
Exist over here.
Baby Jesus gives you presents? That's so nice.
I know. It's called the Christkindchen. As a kid, I didn't connect the dots that the Christkindchen was supposed to be baby Jesus. I thought it was its own entity as well.
Christkindchen?
Yeah.
Does that mean Christ kid?
Yeah.
Oh, see? A1. I'm crushing Luxembourgish. I'm going to get that passport. Okay, so baby Jesus brings you presents.
Yeah.
Yeah, since I think by the time this comes out, Cletian Day, Cletius Dog will be over. What happens in the rest of December? You're lighting that Advent candle every Sunday.
Yeah. We have a lot of Christmas markets.
What's bigger, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
I think it depends on the family.
What does your family do?
We would always do Christmas Day, but mostly because my parents wanted us to go to bed on Christmas Eve.
I get that.
Yep.
Tell me about the typical foods.
Again, if we don't have typical, the way you eat turkey on Thanksgiving. I think it's whatever you want to cook. It very often is meat-based. It very often is like a pork or something. So like a...
pork?
Not necessarily, but like meat, like a big piece of meat that you slice up.
Like roast beef.
How is that called in English? Yeah.
Roast beef?
Possibly.
You cook it in the oven?
Yeah.
Yeah. So is it like a lunch or a dinner or...
We would always do lunch on Christmas Day, but I know that a lot of people also do dinner on Christmas Eve.
In Luxembourg. So it's like either or.
Yeah, I think it's just depends on what you want to do.
And the food is also...
We would often do raclette on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
But I know that a lot of people say that's only for New Year's Eve.
Oh, really?
But we would do on both because no cooking.
Right.
Don't want to cook twice.
No, don't want to cook twice. In fact... So last year was the first year that we had nobody coming to visit us and we didn't go anywhere. So it was just us, which my husband was very sad about. But I actually thought it was awesome because I'm the one who's doing all the work, right?
Of course.
So Christmas Eve, we went to the fondue place, the like in the city chalet.
Oh, the Brasserie. Is it Brasserie du Cercle?
No, it's the Brasserie Theater. It's like Chalet Schumann or something. So if you haven't been... It's pretty fun. It's very like alpiney. There's fur rugs on the chairs, right? And like a stag. And it's cool. And they have fondue. Nice. And then you really don't have to clean up because you went out, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then the next morning, my husband and I fight about this because he's not British, but he grew up in England. So he always wants a turkey for Christmas. But I'm very American. And I'm like, no, we just had a turkey for Thanksgiving. So I want to cook something else. Last year, we compromised on a goose. Do you ever have goose?
I've never had goose.
It was pretty gross, to be honest. Oh. It was really rich. And it was my first time, so I was like, I don't know. We made margaritas and had goose. It was fun having a no pressure Christmas, to be honest, because like we don't have any family around. Let's go back. Christmas Eve, raclette. Nice. Not a big cleanup. Do you invite friends over? Is Christmas Eve a friend thing? Is Christmas Day more of a family thing? Or is it only family? Or like, how does it go?
I feel like in Luxembourg, we don't have as...
set.
Rigid traditions. It's just what you want to do. I know that my brother, for instance, always goes to my sister-in-law's family. So their family mainly celebrate on Christmas Eve. And then they usually come over to our place on Christmas Day because we celebrate on Christmas Day. But we've always celebrated on Christmas Day. Christmas Eve, for a really long time, I didn't know existed. Same thing with New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Your parents did nothing on Christmas Eve.
No.
Okay, good night. Go to bed.
Yep. If you don't tell the kids, they don't know that.
I think your parents might be geniuses, actually, because it's their Christmas Eve. I like that.
You know how I found out that this was for New Year's Eve? We once went on holiday in Germany, and this was for the, what was it called? The Jahrtausendwende, like the millennial
ball drop
in 2000.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was obviously a big deal. So they were celebrating, and that's when I found out that New Year's Eve is a thing. And I was like, "What? Why are they celebrating that?" And then my parents were like, "Yeah, that's a thing." And then they were also like, "Spoiler alert, Christmas Eve is also a thing."
Oh my gosh. Were you like, "Mom,
I get it."
Wow, that's so funny. Your parents are savage. I love it. Okay, so Christmas Eve, you guys did nothing, went to bed, just a regular night. But then you had to know it was Christmas morning. Did you wake up, but there's presents under the tree from baby Jesus?
So baby Jesus in our family brought the present. It doesn't sneak in at night the way Santa does.
Okay.
It's been under the tree for a while, like weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was that hard for you as a kid to not sneak at the presents and try to guess what's in there?
As a kid, and I still really am not, I was not a thing person. I was always an experience person. Oh. So there was nothing to unwrap.
That's so sweet of you. Good for you.
It's like...
My kids, if I left... presents under the tree, they'd be unwrapped right now.
Really?
Oh yeah. Like they check daily to see if anything's in the stockings.
Oh, that's so cute.
Do you guys do stockings?
Some families do stockings. We never did stockings.
No stockings.
No.
I like this Wagner holiday.
We had decorational stockings, but there was nothing in it.
Okay. So you have a tree, you have stockings, you have Christmas decorations. But the presents just show up whenever they show up, whenever your parents bought them and wrapped them and stuck them there.
Yeah.
Even when you were little, they didn't sneak them in?
No, that's for everything related to Christian is the way Santa works, coming in at the middle of the night.
But you told me I just have to do mandarins and candy and yeah. chocolate. So no, that's not presents.
It's not, but it still appears in your shoe.
So you didn't get presents for Cliche's stuff.
We did not, no.
You just got candy and stuff that snuck in.
Yeah.
On your shoe or no shoe. Yes, shoes
we,
out.
We always the shoes.
Okay. Okay. What else do you need to tell me about Christmas? I love this. Okay, so we have no need to sneak the presents. No need to get presents on the 6th. And the presents come from baby Jesus. And then you cook whatever you feel like on Christmas Day.
Yeah.
So Christmas morning, do you wake up and open presents? Do you go to church? What's the program?
We would have to wait with the presents until after lunch. So like around 4-ish.
Wow.
It's usually when we would open. And we would not go to church.
No church.
No church. I think you guys also do like nativity plays.
Yeah.
We as kids always really wanted to be in that. We were not allowed to because you have to go to so many rehearsals. I think my sister was in it once and she was a star. So she was just carrying the star and she had to go to so many rehearsals. So our parents were like, we're not doing this. But sometimes we would then go to church to see the nativity play and be really jealous of kids who were allowed to be in it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dude, your parents are legit. I'd like to meet them. Okay. So you go to church just to see the nativity play.
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't know that I've ever actually seen a nativity play. I've seen a nativity scene, but I've never seen the play. So does Mary and Jesus walk around in the manger and say some lines?
Yeah, they're supposed to say lines. Sometimes they do, sometimes they forget them, but generally, yeah.
So funny. And this is all done by kids.
Oh, yeah.
At the Christmas service.
Yeah.
So if I want to go see a nativity play, I can just go to whatever church?
I don't know if they're still a thing, but they definitely were when I was a kid.
Okay. Interesting.
I think people go to church less now.
We went to the Notre Dame church, like the one here, big one, on Christmas Day. And that was actually disappointing.
Was it empty?
No, it wasn't empty, but it was touristy. Like people were there for tourism and we were there to celebrate Christmas. And so pro tip, if you guys are thinking about going to a church on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, skip that one. Yeah. I thought it would be the best. I thought it would be like the best ceremony because it's the prettiest cathedral. No.
I feel like going as local as you can is probably
the call.
Then you're going to have the kids with the star. My poor parents.
Your poor parents didn't let you do it. Who cares? Dude, your parents are staying up late on Christmas Eve by themselves. Don't feel bad for them. They're crushing life. I feel like I should tell you how Christmas goes at my house. Christmas Eve is a thing.
Right.
The kids want to open one present. They want to stay up late. They want to eat a bunch of chocolate. And then Christmas morning, I mean, it's 5 a.m. and they rush in my room. Santa's here. Santa came. Blah, get up. And you're like, oh, because you obviously drank that night on Christmas Eve.
Oh.
So you're hungover, making coffee, watching your kids like rip through presents. And it's all over by 7 a.m. before the sun comes up.
Wow.
Then it's breakfast. Oh, what's breakfast for you guys?
No particular breakfast.
No
special breakfast.
Really?
I don't even think we had breakfast.
Oh, because you're saving up for the big lunch?
I mean, we get up late. Because why would you get up early if there's no presents? You have the day off.
I'm telling you, your parents are way smarter than us.
Boundaries.
But when you're little. No, but so for me, that was the joy of Christmas. So I would not take that away from my kids.
No, I get that.
Like I have home videos from like the 80s or 90s. The sun's not up. And it's not because we live in Northern Europe and the sun doesn't come up. We were from California. But like it's dark because it's 5 in the morning and we're ripping through presents. That's for me, that's the joy of Christmas.
That's fun. We did not have that.
Okay, no special breakfast. Check. Don't eat anything. Save up for the big lunch. Do you invite family over? Yeah, you said. And so it just worked out that like your in-laws did a different day.
So when we were kids, obviously there were no in-laws.
Then grandma and grandpa?
Yeah. And we have a very small family, so it was just grandma and grandpa.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about your Christmas program, like day? The lunch is over, open presents, chill?
Yeah. Maybe go on a walk sometimes.
Okay.
Especially when I was a kid, sometimes it would snow. And then we would go for a snow walk. It's not a thing anymore, but...
Never?
In like late December.
I'm really hoping for
very rare.
Yeah. I'm really hoping for a white Christmas. Do you think that's a possibility?
I don't know.
Bah humbug. My kids really want a white Christmas.
No, I get that.
Yeah. No. Okay. Questions about gift giving in Luxembourg. Is it typical to give presents to teachers besides a switch? Is it typical to give bottles of wine or candles or whatever? Is it typical? Are you supposed to give one to your hairdresser that you always go to? Are you supposed to? What's the culture here about that?
I know that my sister, she's a primary school teacher and she definitely gets gifts. She was already given an advent calendar, a whole bunch of a gift for every day.
Nice.
By either all of her students combined or one of them. I honestly don't know. But yeah, give a present to whomever you want.
Okay. No, like what's culturally, traditionally here? Because when I first got here, the teachers were like, nobody gives presents.
Really?
In preschool. Local preschool.
To be fair, we didn't either when I was a kid. But my sister definitely gets, she also gets, which was very common, is to give presents at the end of the school year. I don't know if that's still a thing. It is for my sister. But she also gets Christmas presents. Maybe they just really like her.
Maybe she's a really good teacher.
She is.
So your dad was a teacher and your sister's a teacher?
And my mom was a teacher. And my sister-in-law is a teacher.
Why aren't you a teacher?
That's such a good question.
Don't want to.
I don't know. It's not that I don't want to. I'm really scared of messing up the next generation.
Oh, God.
I had some really bad teachers. Horrible people. Like, just no redeeming qualities. Sometimes I'm scared of becoming that to someone where they're going to be in therapy 20 years from now. This is what she said to me. She compared me to a hippo.
Nobody compared you to a hippo.
Well, not me, but we once, one of our primary school teachers had these little vinyl animal figurines at the back of the classroom. And one day she went and got all the figurines and then she assigned an animal to every student. And one of the students was a little bit bigger. And she got the hippo because she was fat like a hippo.
Oh my God.
Yep.
That is terrible.
Yep. And she also gave, I think it was a gorilla or a chimpanzee to one of our African students.
Oh my God.
And then she said, and that's self-explanatory, which I didn't get for years because I was a child and my brain didn't even make that connection. And then years later, I was like, oh, she was a racist.
Wow.
That's what was happening.
Wow. Clearly, you're not going to turn out like those people. You knew that was wrong. You knew that was wrong when you were little. If you're a good teacher, think about the difference that you can make.
Yeah, I know.
And teachers make a bunch of money here, don't they?
Yeah. I had a lot of teachers. I got terrible teachers, and then I had teachers who were, I think, decent people, but just bad teachers. And sometimes I wondered, why are you doing a profession that you're clearly not enjoying? And now as an adult, I'm like, oh, the money. The money is really good. It's a good paycheck.
I might do an episode about my experience with local school. With three different kids.
Oh, you have three kids?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Three boys.
Oh, wow.
There's like a word in Greek. I'm like a special princess because I had three boys or something. Anyways, is there anything else that you want anybody to know about Christmas or you?
There is one tradition that when I was thinking about Christmas traditions that my mom would do that I thought was a universal thing until I started talking to other people about it and they would look at me like I'm crazy. So it was just my mom being my mom. I don't know if, but we celebrate the three King Day.
Oh, King's Day. Yeah. Okay. Give a quick overview of what that is in case you don't know.
It's in early January. I want to say January 3rd.
Okay. I was going to go with the 5th, but Google it. Okay. First week of January, people. Yeah. What happens?
Which is supposed to be the day where are they called three wise men in English? Arrived at the manger and you get like a cake and it has a little figurine in it. And whoever gets the slice with a figurine is the king. For the day.
And you get a crown, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But my mom, when we would put up the manger in like early December with the Christmas decorations, we had a concert piano. So those really big pianos. And she would put the manger on one side of the piano and then take the three wise men and put them on the other side of the piano. And then every day she would move them a little bit until they reached it.
That's so funny.
I thought that was like a thing. And then I would ask other people, what if you don't have a concert piano? What do you put your manger on so that the three wise men can walk to the manger? It's not a thing.
Not a thing.
It's my mom.
Dude, your mom's amazing.
I know.
Also, we don't have a manger.
Really?
I know. I feel like maybe I am having manger FOMO. Maybe I need a manger.
They're pretty. can be pretty.
My mother-in-law would be so upset if she found out I don't have a manger. They call it a grotto. Grotto.
What does that mean?
Which means ghetto. I don't really know. Or maybe it means cave. It might mean cave.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Anyway, I don't have one. It's a nativity scene, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
what you're talking about, right?
The manger is the nativity scene.
Yeah, they call it a grotto. I don't know.
Where are they from?
Lebanon.
Oh.
Which means also cave. So it's like a cave manger.
That makes sense.
In fact, when you look at a nativity scene, it doesn't really look like a manger. It looks like a cave.
It does. It's supposed to be a barn, isn't it?
Well, that's what a manger is. But it doesn't look like a barn.
Oh, I thought the... What is a manger? I thought the manger was where the food... Oh, that's the crib. Baby Jesus is in the crib, not in the manger. Never mind. I thought that was what a manger was.
No, the manger... I think... We should really look this up. I think the manger is like a barn.
It's possible.
Baby Jesus was born in a barn, basically, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had no room for a crib. I'm singing the song in my head. I don't know. Anyway, the point is I need to get one. So everybody in Luxembourg has a manger. Where do you buy a manger around
here?
We
do. Very often we... You always see them at...
Bauhaus?
It's like a pop-up Christmas market.
Oh, so you can buy a manger at the Christmas markets?
I don't know if like the commercial Christmas markets have them. I honestly never pay attention to it. But you know how like local community things, I'm spacing on the English word, will have bazaren, which is like a...
Bazaars.
Yes. It's only for a few hours once a year. And they put out like local products. And very often they have mangers.
Okay. How can we find out about those bazaars, local bazaars?
Google them, probably.
Really? So if I just go like in my commune?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Good tip. Okay. Before you go, I just want to ask you about Christmas markets here. Do you think they're the best in Europe? Tell the truth.
I think they are better than in some places, but my parents are in Strasbourg right now and they keep sending me photos and it just looks so pretty.
Really?
Yeah.
Crowded?
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents were supposed to come. We were supposed to go to Strasbourg. And then I read an article that they found a bunch of guns right by the like nativity scene. Yeah, it was in RTL. I'll send it to you. Yeah. Anything else you want people to know? So if you are interested in hearing about random things about Luxembourg and Sally's life, it's at Sally Vog.
It's still like the handle that Instagram gave me when I first made my account. So it's like the default, it's Sally Wagner 688.
It's Sally Wagner 688. Well done.
I never changed it.
That's funny that they gave you a name.
You know how they just recommend a handle and then it says you can change it later.
Oh, but you just kept it.
And then I was just like, yeah, I'm going to change it later. And then I never changed it.
Wow. Accidental creator superstar.
I wasn't supposed to.
That's great. Yes. If the name broke, don't fix it. All right, Sally, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Mom Life in Luxembourg. Thanks so much and have a great day.